Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to another edition of your favorite podcast, Insane in the Membrane.
Insane in the Membrane.
Greetings one and all. Merry Christmas. What a time to be alive, eh? It's Christmas again. Merry Christmas. I hope you're ready. All ready to go. You've done all your Christmas buying, all your present buying. I'm actually up to date. I've actually done all right. I've managed to get what I needed to get. There's a couple of bits left, but I've managed it. Can't believe it, for the first time ever. I also sent Christmas cards. How mad is that? I don't normally do it, but I sent them because I sent my mum one, and she was so overjoyed that I'd managed to get what I'd send her one, because I don't normally bother, not because I'm a Grinch. It's just it doesn't occur to me. So I thought, right, I'll do it. So I've sent the cards. Get on that. Before we get into this, I do need to say thank you to our wonderful patrons that have kept us going this year. You really are. You don't realise how important you are. You really do help us keep the lights on here at Membrane Towers. Honestly, and all the money that we get from the patrons goes back into the podcast, so it pays for advertising, pays for all sorts. So thank you for that. So really appreciate that. If anyone's listening and you would like to become a patron, do go to our Patreon page, Insane in the Membrane, and you pledge what you want. And if you could do that, that'd be fantastic. But don't worry if you can't. I understand. It's a little tricky at the minute. Any patrons that listen, I know it's tough. Don't feel bad if you do need to, give it a rest for a bit, or you want to lower your payments a bit. We do understand, don't worry at all. But thank you for your continued support. It really doesn't go unnoticed. Really appreciate that. Go to buythatmerch.co.uk. That's where our merch is. Run by the boys. It's the same thing. It's the boys from Save Our Souls Clothing, Stacey and Mark. This is their new venture. What they're doing is that they're providing the merch for bands, comedians, for everybody. And I went and had a look a couple of weeks ago at their new setup, because I used to work there for a bit when we had the lockdowns and things like that. And now they've got this state-of-the-art technology. Honestly, they can whack out some gear in next to no time. And so the costs are really low. So if there's any bands listening or any comedians and you need some merch, get in touch with Stacey and Mark at Save Our Souls Clothing. .co.uk. They will help you out. So yeah, so our merch now is on buythemerch.co.uk, and it's all in a range of colours now. You can get green, red, black, white, all sorts. Because I know people are saying, oh, it's just gold, I don't do gold, but now there's all sorts of colours there. So go and have a look. It's really good quality stuff as well, ethically sourced, vegan friendly. What's not to love? So go to buythatmerch.co.uk and treat yourself. It's Christmas. Treat yourself. Also, do get your limited edition Insane in the Membrane coffee beans from wogancoffee.com, based in Bristol. Also, if you use the exclusive Membrane listener promo code Membrane, one word, that gives you 10% off of our podcast pack. So go to wogancoffee.com. And use promo code Membrane, one word, you get 10% off. What's not to love? Merry Christmas. Don't forget to check the episode notes as well each week for links to our guests, our merch, and our new YouTube channel. We video most of the interviews now. So you better actually see what we're getting up to. So that's on YouTube. Go to Insane in the Membrane on YouTube and check that out. There's also our Twitch channel where you can see me in action live in the studio. We'll just be doing that at various places, various stages. So keep an eye out for that. It's good. I love doing that because then it means people can actually interact and they can like make comments and things like that. So we will let you know when we're doing it. But if not, keep an eye out. You'll see it pop up and get involved. Drop me a line. It'd be great. Oh, speaking of which, if anyone does want to drop me a line, do so. Drop me a message. I might not get back to you straight away, but I'll get back to you eventually and we'll have a bit of a chat, you know, because I know, especially this time of year, I know it's tricky. I know it's tough out there. I know I'm feeling it, you know. It's a funny time of year, especially now with everything that's going on. It's a tricky one. So now more than ever, we just need to know that other people are there and you know, can just sort of help us up a little bit. So if you're struggling over the Christmas period, drop me a line. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter. I am Rich Wilson on those things. We've also got Insight. We've got the Membrane podcast is on Instagram as well. Drop us a line and I'll have a chat with you. This week's Christmas special episode, our guest is the mighty Paul Gallagher. Paul Gallagher, older brother of Liam and Noel Gallagher. I want to say thank you to Tom Bright, the musician, singer-songwriter Tom Bright, for sorting this out for us. Also, thank you to Angel Comedy at the Bill Murray for allowing us to use your podcasting room. Because Paul lives in North London and he was like, yeah, I'll do it, but I need to, you know, can we do it in up near me? So we were like, right, let's find a venue. The guys at the Bill Murray stepped straight in. So thank you to Kate, thank you to Barry. Thank you to everyone. Thank you for sorting that out for us. Really do appreciate it. And they let us get on with it. It was really kind of you. And also, you must check out the Bill Murray. They have some fantastic comedy nights there. I've performed there many times. Yeah, incredible guest. Stuart Lee was down there the other week. Russell Howard will pop in there. They have all manner of people. Tim Key is there. Daniel Kitson. Honestly, it's such a great little venue. So do support that. It's Angel Comedy, Angel Comedy Club at the Bill Murray. That's in Islington. It's about a 10-minute walk, say, give or take, from Angel Station. It's a great little venue. So do go along to that. So thanks again, guys, for letting us letting us record in your room. Really appreciate it. Yeah. So this was a big one for me. Being a huge Oasis fan when I was growing up. You know, Oasis have just always been around, and I just when this opportunity came up, I'm like, of course I want to speak to a Gallagher. Of course I do. I want to find out. It went off in all manner of places. Paul Gallagher is an incredible human being, a true character. Very unpredictable. Didn't know where this was going to go. I should point out that the conversation includes Paul's own theories, which should be taken with a pinch of salt. All right. I mean, he's half joking. He's doing. It's his opinion. All right. I just want you to know that. I do think he's onto something with his Christmas trees, though. You'll listen to that. We actually googled what he was on about afterwards. We're like, oh yeah, it makes sense now. Because when you listen to it, you go, what the fuck is he talking about? But, you know, we figured it out. He just says stuff. He's a funny man, very engaging. We had a really good time in his company. And honestly, the hour just flew by. So it was an absolute pleasure to talk to Paul Gallagher. So coming up in a minute, it's Paul Gallagher.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A podcast from producer Paul.co.uk.
Insane in the membrane.
So you're not drinking at the minute? He's just knocked on the head for a while.
I'm out next week.
Yeah.
A couple of parties. But I can't be. Everyone wants to go out in December.
Yeah.
Haven't seen all year. All right, mate, Christmas drink. It's like, where have you been for the past 11
months?
Yeah,
where were you when I needed you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then January, January.
You fucking...
You're just like, you know what?
Yeah, mate.
Try December, mate. Turn down all the shows, all the going out business.
So let's get to a point. You're like, because you're out all the time, so it must get
I'm not actually. I'm very good at telling people to fuck off.
Yeah.
Like the Rifles the other day played, we do 3 knots in the Boogaloo, mate. I went, yeah, good for you. I won't be at any of them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's only down the road from you. I went, I know. Still not going.
Can't be asked.
No. Because you go out one night, it turns into 2 days.
Yeah.
They don't know when to go home.
Nah.
Because half of them are from Kent and from, you know, around the world. So
yeah.
They just, when I'm out, I'm out. I'm an out type of person. They don't go home, so you just know. And you go, well, are you going home? Can I? No, you're not coming with me. I'm not going home. Just say
no. Yeah, just have to say no.
Just say no and a fuck off. Because that kind of, you leave a no fuck off voice note. They go, yeah, okay. All right, he's not coming out.
The worst time I had, I was out for too long. We started off on the Saturday night, and then by Tuesday night, still out.
No, that's an Irish thing, isn't it?
I started seeing flies on everybody. I was like, I didn't know if it was the gear or if it was the booze.
I don't even do gear. Like, so you try to stay out with all the gearheads?
Oh, fucking hell.
You like that?
Yeah.
And then one day, is it like, are you really pissed? Oh, aren't you? You're a cunt. Yeah, they're like fucking going in the toilets for the happy drugs. Go and take your rat poison. There's no coke in it, is it?
No, of course it isn't.
Not by the time it reaches North Harrow. I seen him last. I went with my mates last week, North Harrow, and all these big burly guys in the toilet. And obviously, I've got a manc accent, so it doesn't go down too well in foreign lands. Yeah. I went, these toilets are not going to get any bigger. Maybe you cunts should stay out of the gym.
Yeah.
Four muscle heads like that looking at me going, who the fuck is he with a foreign accent? Because they were all trying to, in the cubicle.
That's the thing, that is the bit, I like getting on it. Not as much now, because you know, we're all getting older, but...
Yeah, you look like a raver.
I used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a rock and roll raver.
Well, we used to talk, this is the thing, right? Like, when I said to you, do you miss Manchester? There's no big introduction, by the way, we just do this.
Yeah, exactly.
And, we used to talk about we used to plan, we're going to go Hacienda, we're going to go Hacienda.
Before.
Like, plan it.
Shit.
Because it was this, to us, it was this incredible place.
Oh, no, because there was no internet, was he?
Yeah. So we just heard all these stories. We never managed to go, but...
You didn't miss anything.
That's what everyone says, you know, it was just a nightclub.
It's £2 for a water. Can I have a beer? We don't serve beer. Huh? Sort of a fucking nightclub, is it? Water, drugs... Fuck off.
That was it.
So I like a beer, so I didn't bother going. I said, what are we going there for?
Yeah.
Listen, watching loads of cons go like this. like fucking been electrocuted and you can't get a beer. Fuck off.
But it's funny, I mean, I've been up now since, because I'm a comedian, so I travel around.
And are you meant to be funny?
Am I meant to laugh at you?
Not today.
Don't you fucking dare. Are you fucking coming?
What? Don't you come here, Jack Marshall, you northern monkey. No.
Do you know what? When they were going, yeah, well, Paul said he'd come and do it, I'm like, oh, this could go either
two ways. Yeah, wrong.
Yeah. But having a wander around Burnage, because every time I go and have a look at Sifters.
Oh, yeah, Peter, he's dirty red.
Oh, is he?
Mr. Sifter sold his songs.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, he's all right, though, for a dirty red.
Yeah.
At least he sold me cheap albums, like, for £1.
Well, that's it. His stuff in there, you get some absolute bargains.
Yeah, well, he pays nothing, so never sell him anything.
Really?
Because he's a red. Right, so he's never going to give you the money that it's worth. If you want to sell, go into the city centre of Manchester. If you want to buy, go to Peter.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But they're all the same. I love my vinyl, always have done. And every time I've tried to sell anything, it's always, oh, well, yeah, the market's this.
Yeah, yeah. It's all now, a bit shit. It's got a scratch.
Yeah, yeah. Or this has been loved a bit too much.
Yeah, they only had the... No, the numbers on that are wrong. That's fake. And it's like, you know... Yeah. There's one near me in East Finchley. Forget what he's called. Shows how much I go in him. I do love the old... I love young people and vinyl. It's like they've never seen it before. It's like, I've got some vinyls, they call them. Vinyls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm some like, vinyls. Vinyls. And they go, it sounds way better. I went, really?
Does it?
Do you know that modern vinyl is cut off a CD? So you're paying 25 quid for something you can get for a quid.
Yeah, yeah.
On eBay.
Right.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
And they didn't know either. So they're there on the £50 vinyl steeple tone record players going, man, it sounds amazing. No, it doesn't. You can't tell the difference unless you've got a 10 grand audiophile stereo.
Yeah,
you absolute whoppers. not only are you paying 25 quid for a record that's cut from a CD, the modern ones. You know, like, for instance, Adele. Who buys Adele on a vinyl? Who the fuck? In fact, who buys Adele, period? To buy her on a vinyl because her voice sounds massive. It's like, fucking, the world is full of cunts. I'm sorry. It just is.
It is, though.
It is.
I was driving a bit of day. I'm like, where are you all going? Why are you out? Why don't you just fuck off?
Vinyl.
I need to get somewhere. And then the fucking vinyl, yeah.
DJs with vinyl. I play on vinyl. I went, good luck playing at the end of your street carrying that fucking big box of shit.
But they don't. But that's the thing, when people say, oh yeah, they go, oh, can you do a set? Yeah, yeah, go on in. And then they go, oh yeah, but don't bring your laptop. You go, well, that's how you do it now.
Exactly.
That's how you do it. What do you want?
Remember, I did a beefer one night. We were doing, my brother, we were out there. We did, what's that, a beefer rocks.
Yeah. And
we went back to, is it Pike's Hotel?
Right.
Anyway, Pike's is some fucking wanky hotel. And you're DJing in the Freddie Mercury room. I went, what went on in here then? Anyway, so I'm in there. I mean, I used to play CDs, which is, you know, technically vinyl-ish, kind of, it's acceptable. Anyway, this other dickhead turns up. He went, oh, just put me my DJ on now. He turns up with two USB sticks, already mixed. Are you having a fucking laugh?
We could have all done that.
I mean...
It's like your dad turned up with a fucking tape.
They're taking the piss, isn't
it? Yeah.
So he plugs in the two sticks and he's like that going, he's pretending to do his thing and I'm like, mate, I've just filled the floor. I hope you clear it, you can't.
Do you find... Because I had a wander around Burnage.
Bernard Jay, it's posh. It's at market now. We've got a better... You know, all the council houses have gone. They're all sold.
Yeah,
Maggie done that for us. God bless her.
It's very similar to where I grew up, and I think that was the weird thing. You lot coming from similar place as us.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It was
shit.
That blew my mind. Yeah, but we made do. Like we did what we had to do.
We had no choice, did we?
Bit of weed.
Well,
you know, bit of vinyl.
I didn't do all that weed stuff. I was, you can tell by my 48 pack.
Yeah.
I like to pint.
But that's how, like you mentioned, it's an Irish thing. The Irish are able to stay out for days drinking.
Yeah, not now. Not when you get over 50, they ain't.
No.
They're like that. You see them lying just inside the door as a door stopper. Oh, fuck. What happened to you, James? He was trying to get out the door and the man closed it. They love a locking. You don't even have to ask for a locking anymore.
No.
London lockings in an Irish bar.
It just happens.
It's fucking... You just see the ashtrays come out.
Yeah, you just know.
The ashtrays are out, and everyone's like, I mean, the people who don't smoke are choking, going, oh, fuck, oh, yeah. I can't believe they're smoking inside a pub. How did they, this is, it's absurd. And then they try to get out, and they can't get out. The landlord's going, fucking stay there. It's class.
What do you make of all this chat about mental health now? What do you make of it?
I mean, I do have mates who've killed themselves and died. You can't do anything. Listen, if someone wants to kill themselves, and we've had a few hanging them, they're going to do it.
Mm.
I mean, I was with a guy a week before he killed himself. I was in Ireland in a pub with him, and I got in a car with him.
Yeah.
We drove 50 miles to, you know, to a boozer, meet up with some mates. And then I was at a wedding, I think, about 15 years ago, and I got a phone call going, Vinny's dead. What do you mean he's fucking dead? You were the last one to see him. I went, I was in Ireland.
you know
how can I be the last one to see him? Why? What? The fuck? And he basically, he told his sister he was all right and she should go out and have a night out, and then she come back and he's hanging off the thingy.
Fucking hell.
So it's premeditated, you know what I mean? There's nothing you can do.
No. Because like you say, you're having a pint with him, you're hanging out with him. There's perfectly no signs.
Normal. There's no sign. And the same as a few of them has happened with that. I must be, death follows me around. I must be the last person they have a pint with.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they're like going, fuck, what happened? There's no explanation. There's a trigger that goes off in their head.
Yeah.
Apparently. No, and I've never had, I never wanted to kill myself. What for?
Yeah.
Look at all the money it's going to cost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone's got to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
They've got to clean you out, got to sort you out.
Got to clean you up, and everyone's got to cry, fake tears, and they go on the, because I've been to many funerals, they go on the piss, they don't give a fuck about who's in the ground. No. All they want is the piss up.
Yeah. That's an Irish thing again, though, isn't it? Because in England, it's not quite like that. They kind of sit around with a few crustless sandwiches and talking about...
Oh, you don't get any sandwiches.
Like. You just get pissed.
Just pints.
Just getting on it.
Mm.
Well, I think that's how it should be. Celebrate it.
Yeah, and then in the churches you have to pick the music. Oh, he'd have liked this. No, he wouldn't. He's not alive. Okay, we're going to play something sobby. No, I want to play something happy. This is his last. Oh, he didn't make a will. If you don't make a will, you're fucked, aren't you?
Yeah.
Never seen a family fight till it comes to a will.
That's how you know.
Fucking a will. It's like, you know, remember the film The Field?
Yeah.
It's my field, babe. And he's been in there for years in the field and he's nurtured it, and some guys come along and say, that's what it's like. Yeah. Irish and fields and land, that's my field. He left it to me. He didn't. And they fucking fight forever.
Yeah.
And the only one who wins are the lawyers. The lawyers are sitting there going, fucking thing. Are you fighting again, you silly Irish cunts? I'm going to take all your money, and this is what's left. You can have 25 pence each. Enough to buy a sherbet dip. It's for mental health, eh?
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, but that's it, isn't it? The lawyers are the only ones that make the money out of all this.
Exactly.
While everyone's bickering and shouting and hollering, they're making £1,000 an hour.
Where there's blame, there's claim. You just love them fuckers.
They're fucking ambulance chasers.
Yeah, the ones that ring you up on the phone. Have you been in an accident recently? I don't drive, you can't. You'll be in a fucking accident if you don't get off my phone. Then it goes down, and the next one. Do you know? Fuck off.
Yeah.
But you tell your mum to fuck, she's like, going, did you just say, no, it wasn't. I thought it was the...
That, it must be weird, everyone knowing your business.
Mm.
It must be weird knowing everything.
No, they don't know my
business. They know your mum.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
that must be weird.
A bit stalkerish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when you see pictures of your childhood.
Yeah.
And they try to cut you out of the picture, try to cut you out of the picture badly. It's like, they need photo editors going on here. These kids don't know shit. It's like, if you're going to cut someone out, you just, you know...
Yeah. But it's bollocks that they do that.
Well, fuck him. Anyway, they're usually foreigners. English ones just fucking tape shit over your eyes, don't they?
And just cover you up.
Just like that.
Just scribble you out.
He's dead to me.
But it must be weird, though, all that. Like, when you were growing up, all of you, and all the shit. That's something as well. People really dig deep trying to find something.
Press intrusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cunts, all of them.
Yeah.
Death to them all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember there was one, it was a guy who worked for The Sun, Andy Coulson. I remember he ended up in Parliament with the Tories.
Yeah, right.
And he threw him under a bus.
Right.
I was like, that fucking calm as a bitch, darling.
Because they're always trying to make it, because everyone knows about your childhood, and everyone's and they're trying to make it, they're like, yeah, but you must have been affected. But you seem to have, all three of you have gone,
because you don't, because it's all a land of make believe, isn't it, with the press? Like, he did this and he done this. It's like, how do you fucking know?
Yeah.
I remember my worst nightmare was getting stuck in the lift with Matthew Wright.
This is
funny. But again, the press spin it. I was in the opening of a nightclub in Manchester before I'd left there. And with these new nightclubs, there's a new lift.
Yeah, right.
So you're getting a lift. On your own, and the next minute, Matthew Wright's in there. This is when he used to work for the Mirror.
Yeah.
And then his photographer, and then the lift fucking breaks.
No fucking
and
way.
And I'm stuck midair with that dickhead and his photographer, and I'm thinking, oh, the fuck am I going to get out of this? And they're trying to make small talk, and he knows I hate him.
Yeah, right, okay.
So I hate you cunt, but I'm stuck with you, and how am I going to get out of this? So they're going, yeah. Well, it's really, I'm pressing the button, and I was like going, fucking, And anyway, they spun the story. Gallagher brother breaks lift.
What? Why was it your fault?
Because apparently I weigh more than 9 stone. And I fucking stand on it and lift him up. I was like, you're a cunt.
Fucking hell. And you're just in the lift.
In the lift. They do it all the time. So at that point, you just went, you know what? You're all the enemy.
Yeah, just that's it.
That's
done.
It. And then one of them or two of them will come up to you going, you're all right, mate, fuck off, dig. You're not my mate. You're scumbags.
You must get fed up with it. Like yeah, that.
They don't bother you now.
No.
Last person who grabbed me yesterday, that's why I changed my jacket all the time. I had a jacket on yesterday that was different than this one. And this big burly guy comes running up after me. All right, mate. And I'm going, yeah, fuck are you? And he went, I've seen you on the DVD.
Yeah.
I went, what do you do? Yeah, and he's, yeah. I said, who's always football team shit. Who do you support? He went, Leeds. I went, dirty fucking Leeds. And he dropped out his shit phone. He goes, can I have a picture? I went, you need to change your phone, mate. It's like something like an iPhone 1.
Fucking hell.
I said, what are you doing here? I'm delivering wine to these posh people. I went, you're doing a bad job. Right? Anyway, he's going to get his picture and he fucked off. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Minding my own business.
Just wandering around.
Well, just, you know. Coming out of Marks and Sparks, getting a couple of bits.
But that's what I mean. Like, you can't even go and get a pint of milk without someone hassling you.
Yeah, it's calmed down now. It's usually after the. I think there's a Supersonic DVD. There's been a few DVDs recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've had a coat on that looks, and I'm like, right, can't wear that coat. another £300 jacket in the bin. I'm going to get accosted.
You're just not selling them.
No, it's just going, oh, fuck it. Right, I'll wear a different one today, so let's see.
Yeah. So if you're just into your booze, you were just boozing. So all that time, when it was really kicking off.
Yeah, I was just drinking.
Yeah. You must have just seen some fucking car crashes.
Yeah. But you get treated suspiciously if you don't do drugs, especially in the 90s.
Really, yeah.
Everyone's like knocking them out and you're going, no, I don't want one of them. They're going,
Yeah.
So were you. You're the fucking enemy. What, you're not doing... You're not doing... You're having... No. And they go, right, no. And they just fucking lock you out. You'll let you into the party.
Yeah.
Because you were like having
you're not
a
one
beer.
Of them.
Yeah, you're not one of them. It's like, ooh.
But that's the same with booze. If sometimes I'll go, I'm not drinking today. I might be kicking the arse out of it the rest of the week. And I'm going, I'll have a night off tonight. And they're like, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
They're like, because my arsehole's falling out.
I'm tired, darling.
I'm bored with this.
Exactly.
I'm bored with this, and then you're going to make a phone call, and then you're going to get on it.
Exactly.
And then we're going to have the same.
People can't go out without drugs.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on?
I know. This one ever. I want to quite drink with you.
What happened to the pub shutting at 11:30, and then going to get a dirty pizza, and going home and getting up for work the next day? It don't happen. 11:30 comes, and I was like, "Wah!"
Yeah.
5 a.m. going, "Wah! Fucking yeah, fucking bye," and they still talk the same. They talk the same shit. They've talked from 6 o'clock till 5 a.m. And you're going, you know what I mean? Yeah, we know what you fucking mean.
We've got fucking plans as well. They make plans.
Make plans.
Fucking plans all the time.
The amount of things I've been promised. And I'm still here. Going,
yeah, yeah.
Really? Fucking see that pig that just flew over the... Yeah, woo.
Yeah.
I've been promised everything. And I'm still here going, yeah, yeah.
I always say now, I say, I'm not... I say, all right, look, I'll tell you what. All right, I'll get on it with you. But... I'm not having deeper meaningfuls with you. We'll have the music on,
yeah,
and we'll have a chat. We'll talk bollocks and we'll have a laugh. But as soon as you start telling me,
it's usually about 3 a.m. that starts.
3 a.m. Yeah, they tip. There's that tipping point.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, I don't want to do this. I'm going. I'm not, 'cause I'm like you. Many, many years listening to the same shit.
I mean, drug stories. It's like, huh? Yeah, you don't get out. You don't get people who drink do that. They just fucking fall over. God. I can't breathe. John, phone me an Uber. I've got to go. Whereas fucking the other fellas like going,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that time? No. Yeah, it was fucking, yeah. And the stories get bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember the time I lived on a volcano? No, it was a hill. No, it was fucking massive, man.
It was in the shape of my own head.
You should have seen it. It was, whoa. And you're like going, woo. Surprised there's been no books about it. You know what I mean? No one's voice recorded it. I'm going, yeah, we're on top of that mountain and the volcano erupted and people were flying everywhere and there was supercars.
Yeah.
I never read that book though. Nothing ever comes out.
It must be funny though, because people on the outside
looking in. Look at it. Look at, especially in the 90s.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
was
nice.
So glamorous. Everyone thought was it was so glamorous. Everyone thought it was on the outside.
Wearing baggy clothes, like fucking. What's his face? I forget the name. Yeah, anyway.
Well. But when you look at it, everyone was like, oh, I'd love to be in the middle of that. You go, it's just, you're doing that. It's just that you're in a different bar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that was, yeah, the start of. Because you could only get weed and acid before then, wasn't it? And then, yeah. Then these little pills come along, made everyone happy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Drug deals. You never even did them?
No, what for? I was happy anyway.
So you don't get depressed then?
No.
No, you're just, no. That, just bouncing around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you getting depressed for? Even if City lose today, if they somehow manage to fuck this up.
I love how he keeps checking about it. He'd like, it's live or die on this, isn't it? It's.
I think we've scored. Woo! Who scored? Oh, it was a picture of Raheem Sterling. A penalty. Fuck me, we scored a penalty. Raheem. 1-0 will do, mate. 1-0 will do. Keeps them Scousers just whinging for a little few more weeks and them Chelsea divs in West London. Oh, mate, we got a bit. Shut up.
Oh, my youngest son's Chelsea.
I was at the Champions League final. That's why I refused to go to a football match ever again.
Really?
It was depressing.
Really?
I mean, not, you know, but the result that Pep lined up the wrong team. I mean, talking about mental health, I wanted to kill him. But then you get to a hotel afterwards and it was full of posh Chelsea fans.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But they're not Chelsea fans, they just live, they're from Knightsbridge, which is the borough of Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are quite funny. I mean, my brother's going, sit down. I went, fuck off. There's two of us.
Yeah.
And there's 20 of them. And he'd run out of cigarettes. And I wasn't smoking, I'm vaping. And he's like going, when are we going to get some cigarettes? So you're going to have to ask the Chelsea for that,
oh,
brother.
Fuck,
you're going to have to take one for the team, aren't you? So he went over to him, he's like going, you don't have a spare. And they're going, oh, certainly, Mr. Gowdy. There's 20 cigarettes. We got duty free on the way over. So then he had to speak to them. But I didn't. So they come over to me then, one of them, looked like Michael Barrymore. He says, mind taking a picture of me and my wife and your brother? I went, fuck off.
Did you?
Yeah, Chelsea cunt, mate. We just lost the final to you. What, do you think I'm your friend now? He can be your friend. You ain't getting me.
But other people just sit there, go, it's just a game, it's just a game. Why is everyone so uptight about it? What's all the fuss?
Did you see the price of the tickets?
Yeah.
£600.
Fucking hell.
A ticket. And then tested till your fucking, till your gerbil was going round in the cage, like and then you get to the gate and they were like, they wanted to see test before tickets.
Really?
Test, head test, this test, that test, and the last minute, ticket.
Yeah.
And we played shit and Pep hit the wrong team and I was like, fuming. In fact, I've not seen it back. I'm that angry with it.
Really? You haven't bothered watching it again?
Like, oh, I was kicking right off. Because you only see him, he's on his holidays, having a nice break, and I'm going, why do you mean fucking therapy, you cunt? You mean therapy? Therapy? Never mind having a holiday. And I'm not going back, so yeah, I like to give Chelsea a kick in just for fun, because I've got a few mates who are Chelsea fans who are, oh, it's ours to lose. I went, you're third now.
Yeah.
Sit down.
But you find it difficult, though, because I've done that. My mate gave me tickets for so you go and sit with the posh people.
Mm.
But then when we used to go and see Arsenal when I was a teenager, we used to go to Highbury. As you, and you're in amongst it.
In Highbury.
Yeah.
Highbury, the library. Isn't it? It is a library.
On the North Bank. It's a library now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is. Yeah.
It's flats now.
Nice, yeah. But
but do you not miss that, being in on the terraces?
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than up in the boxes.
Well, you never know. Yeah, but the boxes are not all that anyway. It's just full of posh divs.
Yeah, sandwiches.
Or criminals or whatever. Sandwiches. Yeah, but they're expensive, aren't they? And then you just get mithered. There's more hassle up there than there is down.
Yeah, really?
Better off in the crowd.
Yeah.
If you can just blend in.
Yeah.
Up in them boxes. Jeremy, in box number 14, we'd like a picture. And Liam will have to go out and take it. He get mithered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I really like you. Yeah, we're into it. Yeah, they're doing some business that you've never fucking heard of. But to them, it's the most important thing. And because they paid, I don't know, £30,000 for the box, they're entitled, you see. You're on the same landing,
yeah,
you see.
Yeah,
so you have to whatever. Speak. You have to talk to them because they're on the same building. So, yeah, fuck that shit. But my other brother does all that.
Oh, does he?
He loves a hobnob.
Yeah. That's what he prefers it.
Go down for lunch. Get to the ground early for lunch. Have lunch, champagne. La-di-da-da-da. Watch the game. It's like being in a Abu Dhabi, I don't know, fucking airport terminal.
Yeah, right.
It's well posh. City now, it's like, fuck.
Do you think you and Liam are like keep your feet on the ground then? You're still
Yeah, we live in North London, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of real, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ish.
Sort of.
A few dodgy areas.
It depends where you are.
I mean, we're not, you know.
See, I was Crouch End for a bit.
All right, well, we're not far from there. Crouch End, yeah. No tube. Buses to Finsbury Park. Whoopie do. what a life you lead. Hot
but spot. That's what. But tube stations are like plug holes, aren't they? You know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
they're like, you know.
They're handy.
Good to have, but, you know, scum clicks around them.
Yeah, I mean, I deliberately didn't get the tube today because I just knew on a Saturday you have to sit there with your fucking tampon on like that. And then you can't get off them, can you?
Just stuck on there all day going around.
And a bus, at least with a bus, if any wrong'uns get on, you can get off and get another one. Yeah, so I prefer to get the bus.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you on the bus? Because it's fucking easier.
Yeah.
It might be longer. It's easier.
Yeah.
And less hassle.
Well, that's what I mean. When we see you lot on the train, on the tube and that, and I was like, why are you on here? Like you say, because what else am I going to do?
And Ubers are just rinsers now. Ubers are like going, mate. Demand surge.
Yeah.
It's like, I know for a fact, you're sat at the top of the road, twiddling your fingers, but no drivers are available in the area right now. 3 seconds later, 80 quid. Fuck!
80 quid, I want to go 2 yards.
You go mental. And then you look at all the rest of the apps, and they're going, 90 quid. It's like, I remember one year I got done in the snow. Remember it snowed a few years ago?
Yeah, I was going
to Nottingham. And to get to Nottingham, you had to get King's Cross. And I'm just going 5 miles in the snow. Mm. 160 quid.
What?
A tour manager paid it back, but I'm like going,
yeah,
I'm not fucking paying it.
Fuck that.
To go fucking what? And you couldn't get anywhere because you couldn't get to the tube. You couldn't get out of your house.
Yeah.
So anyone who braved it, I mean, you had to risk your life as well in the car. He's slipping and sliding. Yeah. Like rally car. But 160 quid, it's like, fuck you.
Well, that's it. And then you wonder why everyone's got mental health issues now, because we're all getting rinsed.
Uber. It's not only them. Uber, Free
everybody.
Now, Bolt, the whole lot of them.
Yeah.
It's like going, you might as well just walk, leave your house with a dildo and just stick it in your back and go, I'm riding today with Uber. Because you just know you're going to get robbed. Surge charge.
You don't fancy one of them scooters in? I see you flinging around on one of them, no?
No. Fucking, they're the enemy, man. They're the enemy. Scooters, skateboards in London. There's something going wrong.
Yeah. You
know, because the pavements are slightly bit wider. Remember I was coming out of the doctor's the other week in Golders Green, and I've got my headphones on because I listen to music. So you walk, you're thinking Golders Green is quite quiet. I mean, next minute you hear, whew, I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And it's this little dickhead on a scooter, on a skateboard. And then the next minute, you've got a Deliveroo on a fucking bike and then a scooter behind him. I'm like going, get on the fucking road.
They're on the pavements.
There's no warning. There's no beep, beep, I'm coming. There's none of that shit. It's going, check me, grown man, flowing hair, big helmet, bell-end scooter, whoosh!
Where I live in Stratford, there's a thing called the Greenway, and it's this massive walkway, and they fly down there, like a million miles an hour.
And it's only for drug dealers, aren't they? Them scooter things, and them Boris bikes, they're for drug dealers, aren't they?
Yeah,
a fake card, go on ice, oh, right, but yeah, what, 5 bag over here, all right. Pedal, that's what they're for.
Yeah.
They're not for anything. Or constantly want to go McDonald's off the tits. They're not for anything. They're not for anything urgently.
I know people say, like, you shouldn't profile people, but you could tell a fucking drug dealer a mile away. There was a bloke on the train the other day.
He's got his little man bag.
Yeah, his little man bag.
He's got his stash of drugs.
Yeah.
And he's like, speaking in code, and he's on his scooter thing, and he's flying.
on his little burner phone.
Yeah, he's like, like that, could be faster out. And he's gone.
He's got £600 worth of trainers on.
Yeah, fucking shit ones. Them
them fucking horrible ones.
Balaclava. Can I have a lemon? Can I have a balaclava, please? A half. Yeah, them £600 fucking Jay-Z trainers.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And then them big coats that, like, should be in Canada. You know they're called Canada Goose for a reason.
You should wear them
in Canada. I fucking wear them in North London. You're like, sweating to death. But can't take it off because it's not cool. And skinny jeans Bird should wear, fuck you know.
Well, your brother was always one of them, like, even in the hottest, he was in the middle of it. He'd have his coat on, he's like, you must be, what are you doing?
He does it on stage as well. I mean, I'm like, but it, The cult thing is a Manx thing.
Right.
Because it's always raining.
Yeah.
You need pockets to shoplift, innit? It's a shoplifting thing. Back in the day.
We never wore all that before Oasis blew up.
You were all pansies, weren't you? Mate, I want me tight tequila, fila, half mask kex is where it come from down here, isn't it? Because you had your trousers up on above the ankles, showing off the shoe in the 50-pound sock. Whereas it's fucking raining up there, you've got to cover them up. You've got waders and everything on.
It was when Oasis blew up, and that's when we all started putting on big coats, doing them up as well.
Yeah.
We never did our coats up until 1994.
It's got to be done up, mate. It's kind of cold out there, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes sense now.
Yeah, you nip it. I mean, it's a bit hard though when you got like one of these. You got that on, then you got your AirPods that fall out of your ears, and you got that on. Then you got, it's like, how the fuck? You need a bag or big pockets to put all your shit in.
Of course you do. It's funny one day I'll work out how to take my mask off without shedding all my things like Mr. Potato Head. My glasses come off me. Everything flies off.
AirPods, I got them there, and they come flying, and one of them come off in the tube the other week, and this posh guy's got, "You've lost something." I fucking know, mate, and if you nick it,
just one of them
one of them flies out, and he's just and you're going, fucking hell, it's a tube, you don't want to lose your earphone because you got to let...
You go, everyone, wait.
Yeah, exactly. A rush hour. Wait. They're going like that, fucking out of the way, they're beating you up, and you're coming out battered and bruised going, oh, you want me fucking earphone? Oh, you Londoners are so rude. But then you find out they're not even from London.
No.
From fucking villages like Portsmouth and Aldershot.
Village of Portsmouth.
Or somewhere like that, miles away. Yeah. Fucking Hastings.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm not a Londoner.
Yeah, but you're not exactly chatty when we go to Manchester. Not really. In the boozers, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. But, it depends who you're playing, innit?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Reds have got no sense of humour. You can tell them, all the way, United fans, all dressed in black.
They're not from Manchester.
Well, Salford. Villages.
So if you're real Manchester, you're City.
I think so, but then, you know, City fans are cooler. We've had cooler bands. Look at the bands they've had. Simply Red. Some of the Stone Roses, not all of them. Who's the other ones? Cortinas.
Are they Red as well?
Yeah, Richard Ashcroft from Wigan, foreigner. Whereas the City ones, we've had Johnny Marr with the Smiths.
Oh, of course,
Two of the Roses are blues. Manny, well, you'll say he's not. But anyway, Oasis, better bands.
Yeah,
the Cult.
We got. But Oasis made City cool.
When we were shit.
When we were shit.
I mean, you see it around the world. You go around the world, and all the fans like Japan and wherever have got City tops on.
Yeah.
And you're going, you're not a City fan. Because it is because of Oasis.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, that's right. Yeah, we don't have to buy tickets anymore. I remember there was a time, this is funny, in the 90s, and we were playing, I think, Portsmouth at home. No, yeah. I wasn't going to the game. I was out doing some shopping or something.
Yeah.
Well, the other two, they went to the game. Or they didn't invite me, or I didn't want to go, whatever happened. Yeah. I decided, I think, at 3:15 to go, you know what, I'm going to go to the game. But back in them days at Main Road, you could walk in off the street because everyone knew you.
Okay,
so I'd walk
yeah.
up at the front door, and the fella had come out, the meter. All right, mate, your brothers are over there in the Platt Lane. So I'd just walk in off the street, into the box, say hello to Colin Bell.
I just wondering.
Paul Lake, watch the game, and go home. Can't do that now. I mean, you can technically walk in, but you have to be invited.
Yeah, right.
Show all your tickets. Tip top. And go to, but back in the 90s, you didn't fucking walk in off the street.
Well, when I was a kid, it used to be £4 to go in. £4 to get your mate would ring you on a Wednesday and go, we're going to Arsenal tonight, and you go, alright, £4.
Going to the turnstiles in 2 years trying to bump in.
The
away games are one fucking over the top. I used to love going away games. I'm happy the age I am. Imagine going to football now.
Fucking
Imagine your battery's fucked on your phone. Throw it. Don't work, mate. Can't come in.
It's all sitting down as well.
It's all sitting down. It's a big, massive queue behind you. Yeah. And you're embarrassed because your phone doesn't work. I go, oh, fucking are you looking at me? And it sat down and it's Americanized, isn't it? I'm waiting for the 10-foot long pizzas. That's coming.
The big foam hands.
I mean, if you go to a concert in America, and that's what it is, in them arenas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, your British band's playing there, they're having it, and all the front rows, it's like, Roger, yeah, can I have a 10-foot the pepperoni pizza? And they're fucking coming in, the waiters, and they just, the bands are going there, they're like, what the fuck is going on? But that's what they do.
Yeah, not here. Not here. You ain't having pizza while you're watching.
Hollywood Bowl, it's like fucking 5-course meal, darling. And, we sent the Who over to entertain us. It's like fucking. That's a lot of bullshit, but yeah, that's what they do.
Were you into your music growing up?
Yeah. Still into it.
You go and see all the bands and that.
Yeah.
So you must have seen some heavy hitters.
No, I wasn't really into the big bands. It's kind of where I am now. I'm still into the old little aspirational fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not really into the big. Yeah, it's one of them things, I think. Well, I think it is in Manchester anyway, is when they become big, yeah. I was like going, they're not cool anymore. Because
cool,
everyone
nah.
likes them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
If everyone likes them, I don't like them.
That's almost like a mod thing.
Yeah, it's like it? Going, yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you find a little band, it's new, then when everyone likes them, you're going, nah, fuck that.
Yeah. Well, I look at your playlists, I haven't heard of half the things that you play. Well, where do you find them?
They're out there, baby. He's got to look for them. I mean, I'm in Mexico at the moment.
Yeah.
Not literally, but musically.
Right.
There's loads of cool bands in Mexico. I mean, I don't know what they're singing.
No.
I don't care.
No, it just sounds good.
As long as they're making the right noise, I'm like, and I play it over and over and over again. There's a band called Sergeant Papers. Maybe they're dyslexic and couldn't spell peppers, but Sergeant Papers, they're good. They're good, man. They're a good band.
But I look at your playlist and I'm like, and then now I'm Googling it and I'm finding out about.
Yeah.
So it's introducing me to new stuff. Oh, and cool, I thought, man, I was pretty out there. But yours are like from another planet.
Not all. I mean, they're there. The music's there. It's just people are just don't look.
No.
Or they'll tolerate the same. And they go, new music is shit. I want to listen to Freddie Mercury, what he written on the B-side in 1964. It's like, no, you fucking don't.
No.
You're just doing it because you think you're cool. And you're not cool. The music's there. And there is some really, really great creators out there. It's a shame that British radio, anyway, doesn't pick up on it.
Never, ever. So when all this shit hit a fan, and my mates have got a T-shirt company, and they had me in to just do a bit of work to earn a bit of money while I was waiting for the gigs to come back.
You're not put your face on it, have you?
Nah.
21st century Jesus. From Stratford.
Yeah, Cockney Jesus.
Yeah.
I changed your life, babe.
Exactly.
But they had me in. And then there was two of them, and when one of them wasn't around, he was more XFM and all that, and so when he wasn't around, we'd have Six Music on, and it was brilliant. It was all this obscure stuff. It was really cool. And then he'd walk in, nah, Alexa, Radio X, and then it was Kings of Leon and fucking Killers.
Who has Alexa? Anyone over the age of 12 who has Alexa needs fucking a jab between the eyeballs. Alexa, can you make me a cup of tea? Fuck off, come on.
You not got it? You ever got that?
Have a fuck. Spyware. I remember when they started to put it on Samsung TVs, I'm like going, right, take the telly apart. Fuck off, you. Spy. Seeing what I'm doing. Imagine, your telly looking at you.
It's your phone, though, isn't it? It's your phone.
Yeah, that does as well.
My flatmate came in.
Well, they were tracked anyway, but I mean, you could.
But he's bought a new Parker. He got himself a Parker. Was it an M51?
Yes, my lady, yeah. M51.
Yeah, he came in with big old eyebrows.
Yeah, like that fucking, the one. Yes, my lady.
He does look like that, let's be honest.
Well, I mean, we called him that for years.
Did you?
Parker, yeah, Parker. Yes, my lady. Yeah, we called him that before he was even remotely famous.
Yeah. But he came in and he's going, look at that, what do you reckon of that? I went, that's really nice. Has it got the hood? He went, yeah, I took it off, blah, blah, blah.
Removable hood.
And then the next day, I'm getting adverts for Army Surplus.
That's what they do. They track you. Now, you got the new thing on the phones, haven't they? Ask app not to track. And you press that and you're going to go, dickhead, ask app not to track. Wanker. You could just fucking see it now, AI, the artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just a load of Americans, isn't it? That's just Americans. Yeah, really.
They can't. That's the thing. It's like we've already
got
enough.
It to average intelligence, like you motherfuckers. Artificial.
But they've already got. We've already got enough stuff. We don't need any more stuff. We don't need robots.
No, no, you
need...
no, you do, because we're here to consume. We're the consumer.
Yeah.
Same as Christmas. I was telling someone about Nimrod's Christmas tree the other day. They got very upset.
Who's Nimrod?
No, Nimrod. Nimrod, him.
Oh, right.
Back in the day. Someone said, I've got to go spend 100 quid in the Christmas tree. I says, what for? It's going to die next week.
Yeah.
And good luck explaining to your mum about Nimrod's penis. He went, you what? I went, that's what it is, Christmas tree. Nimrod's penis. The baubles are its bollocks. And the tinsel is his sperm. So good luck wrapping that round Granny's neck. They go, where'd you get this sort of shit? I went, it's all out there, baby.
He's got to have a look.
You got to have a look.
This is what you're doing when everyone else is coked off their tits.
Everyone else is setting up the Christmas tree and the baubles. Are you not getting a tree, you miserable git? I went, I don't have a tree. I don't recognise.
You don't put a tree up?
No. And Santa is Satan. I mean, Jesus Christ, how many, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard work being me, trying to explain to the
the normals,
the average, the AIs, the average intelligence, what the fuck's going on. I mean it does make sense.
Yeah,
I mean, we're sitting round looking at this big penis with baubles and tinsel on,
yeah,
sperm, and we're admiring it for like fucking the 12 days of Christmas.
They're putting them up sooner now as well.
Oh no, they're putting it up in summer now. Fucking once the sun goes, Christmas! Yay!
Beginning of November.
It's definitely
a
Christmas.
Yeah, fucking right.
The 3 months of Christmas, Santa Satan said to me, la 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 la. Fucking, you know what I mean?
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, but you try telling people that you're not into Christmas. You go, I think it's shit.
Exactly.
Now my kids are grown up.
I don't have kids, so I can tell. I'm like, they'll go, you're screwed, you're this. I went, no, I don't care about it. I've never cared about it.
No. What was Christmas like when you were a kid? Didn't...
That was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a pair of football boots.
Yeah.
In the 70s, I still remember the ones that our kids swiped off me. We had Kevin Keegan?
Yeah.
This is before we hated Liverpool.
Right.
This is when we used to, like, the curly-headed fella, he used to have his own boots, didn't he? Keegan boots.
That's it.
And I was like, my mum went, I want them black and white Ken King and mate. He went, Noel's getting them, went.
Well, so you can't have them?
Well, you know. Because my mum used to, when we used to make our clothes, she used to dress us identically.
Yeah.
And I was like, going, he's got bigger eyebrows than me, so we don't quite look the same. But yeah, she used to be like, knit, didn't she?
I've seen the pictures. She knitted. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We were identical till we were fucking 11. I was like, hey, fuck off. So, no, anyway, I ended up getting the better boots, the Adidas Copper Mandial. Remember them?
Yeah.
With the white soles, they were like sexy boots.
Ah.
I mean, I was shit at football, but...
Yeah, I was as well.
I was a trier. I used to love to spoil. Because you have, your school football team, they'd all be the... Like, they'd get exempt from doing, like, maths. They'd get called
That's
out going,
it, yeah.
You're playing for the school tonight, boys. You don't need to do maths or English. I'm like, you're all cunts. So when you go out on the pitch and they're all set up, I'm like going... Fucking
Bought
to break their ankles just because they wouldn't pick you.
Yeah,
it's just one of them revenge missions, isn't it? Just make it look like they're flying down the way next minute. Just go, sorry, mate.
Oh, I was just doing my best.
Just do it, and the sports teachers shouting at you, going, "Hey, you fucker!" And you're going, "Sorry, sir."
Yeah, I was just.
And he just pull you off because he didn't want their classy players getting their legs busted.
Yeah. I was always solid at the back.
Yeah, well,
I was always in defence.
I had no pace anyway, so I was in there to get the ball smashed at me, which made me a better keeper, actually. So I'd spoil it then. It's going top bag. No, it ain't, mate. The cat. So you can get revenge, haven't you? Yeah, or in the back. See, I had no pace, you see, which is fine.
Yeah.
Not everyone's born to have pace.
No,
and they were bogs, weren't they, back in the 70s?
Yeah.
There was no, like it is now, all manicure turf. It was like... A bog.
Yeah, and the ball would come in.
I used to love playing in a bog. You could do, like, if you do a diving error, a diving save, you just slide for days, wouldn't you? You'd smell the dog shit, and your mum would be like, going, what do you want me to do with them clothes? I went, wash them. Put them in the bin. Because it'd be like silage and shit and industrial World War II bomb site you'd be fucking diving
that's
in.
It.
We didn't give a fuck. We were like, going, yeah. But now it's all like, Timothy can't jog unless the lines have been perfectly manicured on the pitch. And it's like, fuck it.
When we were kids.
Pity kids these days.
When we were kids, we used to play football in the mud And then if we weren't playing football, we were setting fire to something.
Yeah.
We were burning something.
Yeah, well, sniffing glue.
Sniffing glue. There was a kid.
Sniffing glue.
There was a kid came into school once, and we all knew he was a proper baghead. And he came in one day, he had no eyebrows, and his hair is gone.
Yeah, yeah. How I got my first skinhead.
By putting a bag over your head.
No, no, we had a glue bag fight in the tunnels. I remember my mum looking at me going, "What has happened to your hair?" I went to see Pineapple Fred, and he gave me a number two. That's what we call the barber.
That's what we call him, yeah.
Pineapple Fred. Don't ask me why. I don't know why he's called Pineapple Fred, but you go in there for a regular haircut and you come out with a skinhead.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was handy though. We had a glue bag fight. You couldn't go home to your mum at 14.
No.
You went out to school today. How do you know? Well, she's a dinner lady. Because she fucking know. Because she didn't see you. I was sold my dinner to you. You can't do that. You get away with it for a couple of times, but no, she'd catch you in the end. What have you been doing? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah.
Wired for sound like that. Nothing. Skinhead, no eyebrows. Nothing, mum. Just a busy day at school. Big bad wind took it away. That was late 70s. Did you not get into that? This was before, I think it was poppers around that time. That was a drug, wasn't it?
Oh, we never did.
It was our poppers. I didn't
do poppers till later on, but it was glue.
Glue.
Was around.
Glue was a thing. I mean, trying to half inch big fucking things of Evo stick from the hardware shop. I mean, hardware shop people must have looked at you going, but they had no cameras them days. There's no cameras, no nothing.
No.
There was like one old guy selling balsa wood, and he'd be like going,
fucking balsa wood.
There's two teenagers in the shop, and you buy something like, I don't know, fucking balsa wood for his 20 pence. Yeah, mate, can I have that in a like a 9 foot long? So you'd have to go in the back and cut it. Then your mate would sneak in, get your big tin of Evo, so you go, there you go, that's 35 pence. And you walk out, and you'd be pretending you're making an Airfix model, and your mate would have the big tin of glue, and you'd be down the railway. Fucking happy day, see you later.
It was either that or Tippex thinner.
That
was more at school.
Yeah, that was more a school thing. And then there'd be loads of dickheads grassing you up.
Yeah.
Teacher, look what he's doing. Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? Fuck it. And then they'd come out with that pump.
The pump?
Yeah, to smash you up. You know what I mean? They had the ruler, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah.
One of our science teachers, he had a fucking pump that was like from the 60s, had no soul on it. It smashed.
Oh, I see, yeah,
he'd
yeah,
be,
yeah.
He'd be like, hey, you boy! And he'd be like, going, yeah, oh, fuck. And you wanted to avoid him. So don't blow shit up in his science club, or you'd get it.
We'd always leave the gas taps on when we for the next class. We'd all leave them on and then fuck off.
We did all that. So it was, oh yeah, kids trying to blow up the school.
Yeah,
funny. Yeah. I mean, you'd be a terrorist now. You'd be 20 years in Nick. He was known to the security services. Well, you fucking trained him, obviously. Twats.
But there was always. I said this the other day. Like the teachers didn't think twice. Like the bald rubber.
Oh yeah, they throw it at your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, Beckham cried when he got a cup of tea thrown at him by Fergie. We had a blackboard rubber, douche. You know what I mean? Three stitches in your eye. What happened to you? Teacher beat me up.
And she'd go, good, you probably deserved
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
They never went, now, dad's like, lawyer. Oh, we're down the school, lawyers, yeah, going to sue you. Well, we'd go home, and your mum would go, what happened to you? You go, oh, the teacher smacked me over the head. You go, well, you shouldn't have been doing what you were doing.
Exactly, you deserved it.
Yeah.
And I'll get back to school tomorrow. Yeah. And I go, well, I don't want to go back, get back. It's basically that man up shit, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that word, man up. Man up! What does that mean? I hate teachers.
Teachers were always
teachers
shit.
And doctors.
Doctors?
Yeah, my pet hated them two months.
Really?
Because they're all the same, aren't they? I want to be a teacher when I grow up. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a scientist. They're all cunts. Not every one of them. A teacher.
So do you think it's a class? Do you think it's a class thing? Bit of a... That's what annoys you?
Yeah, it's all the fucking... Yeah. Degrees and bullshit, it's all that.
Yeah.
It just annoys me to fuck.
I never got offered. No one ever mentioned university when I was growing up.
No.
They just went, well, you're going to go and get a job, probably driving a van or digging up somewhere.
Yeah, well, you get basic education in England.
Yeah.
If you want an education, darling, you have to pay for it. That's why it's called a basic education.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone needs collateral damage. I call them poorer working class people to carry out the menial jobs. That's how the rich get richer.
Yeah.
They don't want you to be smart. You have to pay for that. And after a few years, you get a receipt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
/degree. Yeah. And then you can go and stand in a room with another 50 people and fight it out.
Oh, by the way, you owe 50 grand.
And by the way, 50 grand back.
Yeah.
Or we'll remortgage your parents' house.
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
Or we'll fucking evict you. It's like, fuck off. So, no, in our day, it was... Because you were at school at what? The age is 7 till 16. It's 9 years.
Yeah.
of child abuse. The last thing you want to do is further education in the 80s.
Wait to get out of it.
Fuck
I
that.
Wait.
Give me a proper. Give me any. Because there's no jobs in the 80s. So no. As a Thatcher. YTS, I think we've done for a bit.
Yeah, we did that.
25 quid a week.
Yeah.
I think my first one was in a butcher's. And the reason why I chose a butcher's because you can get you'd get 30 quid a week. You'd get your money and then you'd get meat on the side for you.
Oh, yeah.
To put food on the table.
Kind of stuff. Your mum was overjoyed.
Exactly. So you'd go in an hour earlier. Yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I know how to... I can butcher people. Give me an off. I'll fucking bound you. You can't...
I'm glad this has gone all right. It could have gone either way. Like you said at the beginning. Fucking hell.
No introduction needed. Just get on with it.
Yeah. But there was no... There wasn't that. Like, I was the same. It was. We did YTS. And I remember my mum. I remember saying to my mum, "Can I have a quid?" And she's like, "Where's your money?" I'm like, "I'm on 25 quid a week. Exactly. I'm 18.
I've got to give you a tenner."
Yeah. Where do you think it's gone?
There's me £15. I've got to go an half inch a pair of jeans from Stolen from Iver. It's called Stolen from Iver, so we're stealing from Iver. And we've got 15 quid left. So there's. It was a fiver for a night out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Night out, no cabs. You have a bus or walk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you didn't get cabs anywhere.
Cabs? You couldn't afford a cab.
No, you don't need cabs.
And then you could try and do a runner from it. If you try to do a runner from a black cab,
yeah.
Fucking like the mafia. All the black cab. Yeah, we got this little cunt round it. And they all turn up. And what a batter you. So you got to be hard as fuck to do a runner from a black cab in the 80s.
We did it. And my mate, so we got a cab. We were going to get the gear. So my mate got the cab. And we get in the cab and then we go and get the gear. We're driving back and he went, "We're going to do a runner." I went, "Yeah?" He went, "Yeah." He goes, and then we get round the back of the houses. He goes, "Go!" And we go.
Yeah, yeah.
And we go and we go over the back gardens, over fences, running through. We're like proper garden hopping. Got back to the house and we're laughing and joking. Like, oh, yeah, funny. Next day we get CID ringing up. Because the cunt rang him from his own house on the landline.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm like, why did you say a run then? He goes, "I was off my head, I weren't thinking."
You won't do that now, the door's locked, aren't
they? Yeah.
Like fucking Star Trek getting out of it. You open the cab, mate. Not till you fucking pay.
Not till you've paid, yeah.
Not till you pay.
So what are you doing now? What do you do?
Not a lot, not really. A lot, yeah. I'm just, you know, in between tours. I tour with my brother, so...
Yeah.
Because of this... We're in a situation, aren't we, now, with... happy jabbies, and I don't comply. So if I don't comply, I can't go anywhere. Which is fine. I'm getting used to liking London again.
Yeah,
I got no choice. Been here for 2 years on the bounce, going fucking London.
Yeah. So what do you make of? So you're not going to get jabbed?
No. I'm born a rebel, mate. I'm going to die a rebel. You want me? Come and arrest me, jab me.
Yeah, right.
Because
that's the Irish in you.
Well, that's fucking it, mate. No, not a chance.
Yeah.
Giving Alexander Boris the Peffel fucking Bellend Johnson. Why don't you get jabbed? For someone who's pretended he's had 3 jabs, 8 boosters, and he's knocking out fucking kids left, right and centre. I mean, surely, with all these young, healthy 23, 24, 25-year-olds dying, sportsmen on the pitch just collapsing and dying, and you're fucking bullying, and you're alive, kids everywhere. I mean, I don't believe in fairy tales, but he's told... Oh, none of them have been jabbed, mate. Not one of them.
Do you not think so?
Not fucking one.
Really?
I mean, they it's very simple to look at. All these politicians and whatever they are, they've got shares in media companies, food companies, this and that. Your job, their job is to sell. Your job is to consume.
Yeah.
So their shares in everywhere, farmers, this. They're not going to consume what the shit they're selling to you. That's why they live to 100. You know what I mean? Prince Charles talks, he don't stand outside talking to Brussels sprouts. "I'm going to make you organic." No, "I'm going to create a company called Dutchy and you little dickheads are going to buy it because it's special, because I am."
Yeah, because they got
none of these fuckers die of cancer.
No.
Prince Philip was like fucking propped up till he was like 99, till he couldn't, his neck was bursting like, I want to live forever.
Full of posh people gear.
Fucking, you know what I mean? Never seen that cunt dying at 75. You don't see any of them. Not one of them.
No.
Because they're all eating healthy as fuck. They don't take any of them. They've all got special doctors or whatever they do. Yeah. Us lot, working class, as soon as you get 50, right, you've got to amputate, right, he needs a new heart, he's the new arm.
Yeah.
We're falling apart.
We're just collateral damage, mate. Of course, they don't give a shit about us.
Especially when you come, we're jabbing the vulnerable first. Yeah, we know why, don't we? because you fucking steal the pensions. If they're dead, no pension payout.
Is that what you think they're doing? Bumping them off?
Right, too right, too right.
Shit.
Fuck you, watch yourself, mate.
Yeah,
we're,
yeah, yeah.
We're getting pre-pension now. I said that to a woman in a bakery the other week. I see we were having to talk about something. I went, oh yeah, I'm a pre-pensioner. She was about 80. She looked at me and went, you what? I went, you heard? Nothing wrong with your hearing, is he? Okay. You say that to someone who's a pensioner, they go, look at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How fucking dare you? Technically, I am 56, pre-pensioner.
Yeah, not long now.
Yeah, not long. So I can collect my £1.20 a week.
And get your freedom pass.
Freedom! Braveheart on the bus. Freedom! 17 masks and 18 jabs. Freedom! Fuck off, freedom.
But don't you miss going on, don't you, you're not miss going on tour with your brother?
I could probably do the UK.
Yeah.
He's ways around it. I remember I did the NHS thing. That was funny.
Oh, yeah,
I have
yeah.
my little ways of striking, you know what I mean? Yeah. You can protest without protesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was DJing, doing the DJ beforehand. And I could just see them all fucking, all little happy jabbers. I thought, right, you can't. You think I'm taking pictures of you having a good time? You're fucking joking. So I left my camera at home deliberately. I went, no, 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 no. And they were going, how come we got no pictures? Camera's broke.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off. You think I'm taking pictures of you having fun? Save the NHS, you happy clappy motherfuckers. They've been trying to privatise it for 30 years.
Most of it is.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
They go, oh mate, the Brexit thing. £300 million to the NHS every week. Where did it go, Boris? I mean, Alexander.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking flew through the air like the pig.
But it was bollocks, wasn't it? Yeah.
No bollocks. And all these fuck. I'm astounded at the level of stupidity. Well, I'm not actually. With a basic education, you're not going to be clever, are you? But I'm kind of astounded at.
Well, not I'll be book smart, but we are. We're astute.
No. The working class and the poor, the poorest people in society are the ones that's not being jabbed.
Yeah.
Because they get picked on. So they're not fucking stupid.
Mm.
It's the educated ones with their receipt of payment. They're the fucking ones. I've had it with them, with a few of them. I remember I was on a boat doing our kids' boat thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that. And I was with three, what I'd call, you know, well-educated people on the top of a boat. And there's no way out of a boat. You're in the middle of the Thames. You can't get off, whether you like me or not,
no.
Which at this particular point, they didn't. So they were pointing out the Thames and all the fucking, look at this, isn't it great we live in a democracy? And I was like, you know, democracy? With all your tax, you cunt, and you'll soon know how democratic of a world you live in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When the fucking Star Troopers are kicking your door in.
Yeah.
And they go, you can see them trying to
get off the boat.
Basically, let's get away from him. And I'm like, going, you got nowhere to go. We're in the middle of the fucking Thames, baby. That's my revenge on the middle classes, because they just. It is them.
It is them, that's, yeah.
Because they're aspirational upper class.
Mm. Yeah.
Whereas the poor people, they don't believe anything the government tells you.
No.
I mean, if they tell me to fucking, the sky is blue, I'm going to know it's pink.
Yeah, right.
Whatever
yeah.
they say, do the opposite.
Yeah.
But where the middle classes who are aspirational, oh, well, you know, they believe everything. Yes, Prime Minister. Raise your hand. Yes. How many times have we decided? Them fuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got...
So you just...
Living in North London amongst them, I've got problems with them, obviously.
Do you find that they keep away from you?
As soon as you hear the accent.
Yeah, yeah,
it is
yeah.
funny. I went down to Temple Fortune, I think a few weeks ago. And then before this, at late summer. Mm. Now, this is funny when people hear your accent in London. After you've been here for so long, I was in the shop and I went out and I thought, right, I'll have a coffee. And it was raining, so outside it's undercover. And this old woman, she's on, say the tables, three tables wide, she's on one. And I thought, I'd pick the end one, just, you know, well, social distance, pick the end one. And it's raining, she's got all the gear on. I've sat down, having coffee, sitting there. I went, you all right, love? Since she had the accent, she was like, she got up, took her bag, right to the end. You couldn't get any further in the end. And I went, oh, all right, like that, is it? And I got my vape out, blowing fucking shits. And you're smoking! I went, it's a vape.
Yeah.
If you can get smoke out of this, I'll give you £10. And she went, you can't go anywhere these days. I said, she can. You can fuck off home and stay there. She got fucked off, swearing at me. I was like,
Because she wouldn't sit next to you.
No, because I fucking said hello to her.
Yeah, we don't do that. We've talked about this.
Hello. Nice day. Fucking zoosh. Give me abuse. I was like, right, well, fuck you. And then another time I was in same supermarket and they asked me something on the till and I went, duh, duh, duh. And this woman fucking rubbernecked. Her neck had went full circle, full 90 degrees. We never killed them off. I'm like, all right, rubbernecking cunt. You never heard a Mancunian accent before. You do. I do find, yeah, when they hear the accent, they're going, eh. Or then if you're in, down this neck of the woods the other week at a gig, and someone hears your Manchester accent and assumes that someone from Blackpool, all right, fellow northerner. And I'm looking at him going, fuck off, you foreign cunt. Where are you from? I'm from Blackpool. Go away.
Go away.
Basically, because they think we're in a club.
Yeah.
Northerners in London. I went, no, we're not. You're from fucking Swahili, mate. You're not. You're from a village.
Do you think it's more to do with your accent or more to do with the fact they know who you are and their reputation?
A bit of both, but yeah. I mean, it is kind of, I'm like, fuck off. Yeah. I'd rather speak to someone from Czechoslovakia, mate. At least there's something entertaining going on. cool.
I love a bit of that. Yeah.
As opposed to someone from Blackpool, or fucking Clitheroe,
or somewhere north. Blackpool's a shithole. Fucking shithole.
Yeah, well, that was our entertainment.
Well, that was it, and
that's it.
Yeah, everyone go. Oh yeah, oh the great Wales, day. Blackpool. Yeah, the Pleasure Beach.
Well, we went to Ireland for 6 weeks, so we thought we were hard done by.
Because you got dragged to Ireland.
Yeah, we're like going, fucking, can we not stay here and play with our friends in the street 6 weeks? And Mum's like, get into fucking care. No. You'd be landing out. Because an island back then was like boring as fuck.
Yeah.
One taxi for the entire village. Like one taxi for 1,000 people. Can't get a taxi, can't afford it. You have to walk.
You have to walk through.
Fucking mate. Walk, yeah, walk through fields and mud and shit. But Friday was pension day. And all the old fellas, you go into the town, the markets, to pick up the pension, they have the pipe and the pints. So everything was revolved around a pub. So you like going, oh, what's that black stuff thing going? Oh, seems to go down well. They like that black stuff.
Yeah,
and you get older, you like going, can I have some of that black stuff? And they go, give you a half glass, going, drink a bit of that. And you go, taste disgusting. Lovely. And then you'd get a cigarette, obviously. 15
Shit.
Then you want the black stuff with the cigarette, and that's when it made sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Cigarettes and alcohol. Some cunt written a song about it.
Yeah, hey, I don't know who that was.
I know, yeah. Some fucking geezer with a big eyebrow.
So what do you do? Right, what do you do for Christmas if you lot aren't talking to each other? Well, you seem to be in between them.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they're not talking to each other, do you have to go see your mum in shifts?
No, I don't see my mum. I spoke to her the other day.
All right, yeah.
She knows.
You don't go up there.
Yeah, well, She has her own family in Manchester. She's got sisters and brothers, so she's right. I don't want my Christmas ruined by you cunts. So she does her own thing. The other fella, no, I think he's in Hampshire, isn't he?
Is he out there now?
Down there with the fairies. And the other fella, he texted me this morning to watch a game, but I said I'm doing a podcast with a comedian. So sorry, brother.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, I didn't say you.
You've never heard of me. Who's this cunt?
Who's that? Why is he called Rich? He won't be called Paul, would he? I thought Richard is
so ironic.
Richard and Dickie.
Oh yeah. When I meet people, they go, can I call you Dick? And they're normally being a dick.
Dick.
They ask that. Yeah.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Tricky. Dick. Wilsoni.
So do you see either of them?
No, I'll see you separately. Later. I'll see you later. Yeah, not seen him for a few months, but We only live 2 miles away. We've both been busy. He's been in the studio and I've been avoiding the world.
Yeah.
I've been making award-winning radio.
Of course you have.
But nobody wants to give me an award.
It's coming, though. Isn't it?
Fuck off. I mean, the fact that I will never be recognised by the wankers who run radio, which that's why I do it.
Yeah.
Because it's, yeah. Going back to XFM, XFM is not an independent.
No,
it's corporate.
Yeah, of course it is. That's why it's always the same.
And BBC is corporate. I mean,
yeah.
Radio 6 is kind of, we're going to give something back to the poor independents, but really, we're not.
No, it's the kind same of, shit.
What the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
Therefore,
fuck it. It's a closed shop.
That's why it's good doing what we do, because we can play what we want, say what we want. You can call Sting a cunt for 10 minutes, and no one says anything.
I won't even mention his name.
No, we did.
Fuck it. I just call him Mr. Tantric Sex. He's playing with the police. Another fucking teacher.
It was, yeah.
Jesus Christ, another teacher. The world's full of fucking teachers. Best teachers in a bottle, it's called whiskey. Teachers, priests.
Yeah, mate.
It's a system.
Yeah.
Jobs to the boys, isn't it?
It is a system, yeah. Yeah. And it's not for us.
It's not for me. And it's how they do intelligence. It's like academia. I don't recognise academia as a form of intelligence, which is everybody else does.
Right.
Because the system, you go in the system, you have to go to education, get these marks to say how clever you are.
Yeah.
That doesn't tell you how clever you are. That just tells me you follow fucking orders.
Yeah, you've remembered some things that someone else wrote.
Go to McDonald's and take the order, give the fucking fella the burger. That's it, in the system there. Bruv, fuck that. Intelligence is developed through being out there.
Yeah.
Meeting different people from around the world. Yeah, living. Yeah.
Getting out there.
Yeah, spotting, observing things.
Yeah.
Like I did the other week when I went to Tesco for a light bulb. And two light bulbs. You can't buy them in twos. Two were a fiver.
Yeah, why did I do that?
16 chicken legs were a fiver too. I mean, there's a bit of disparity. I mean, obviously the chicken legs are of a lower quality than the free range and all of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But are the light bulbs free range? I mean, come on. The Osram fucking go in a special shop? I just find it ludicrous that is the price.
It's all fucked, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This has been brilliant. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Dickie. Thank you so much.
Tell your brothers.
Thank you, Mr. Paul.
Tell your brothers, don't get Oasis back together. Fucking leave it.
Exactly.
Fucking leave it.
They've had the fun. Fuck off. Sit down. There's a new sheriff in town.
It's not fuck yeah. Cheers, Paul.
Hold on.
Thanks, man. Insane in
the membrane. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.